Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Perry Bell. On today's program, I speak with Cassie Pearson, Knoxville School Superintendent, Kegel Roberts, Knoxville 8th grade teacher, and Addison Duncan, Knoxville 8th grade student, about the new Knoxville Middle School. We're talking about getting ready to move into the Knoxville new middle school. And Addison, this is your first time to ever see that facility inside. What were your thoughts?
Yeah, it was really cool to see because I've been in this old middle school for so long, and it was nice to see just a new facility with, like, better things to come do. So it was good to see, yeah.
Was it colorful?
It was. There's a lot of different colors. Each room is color-coded into different colors, so.
And what color represents the eighth grade?
Yellow does.
Okay. And there's, from my recollection, there's yellow, green, and blue, I believe. Kayla, you tell me your thoughts. You've only been here a couple times to see it.
It is really cool. I'm really excited to have the new spaces, and honestly, going around and seeing all the different places that students can gather together and work on things is really awesome. There are so many collaboration spaces where I can send a group of kids to go work and they can focus on something. And even just seeing the teaching spaces that are available that have just been updated with time and the types of things that can, you know, come with new technology and things like that.
I have a feeling, Kayla, the way you talk, they gave you a very nice room, and you might have to fight off some other instructors to keep that room because of the view.
I do have a really, really nice view. We can look out at the softball field, and I can get a teeny bit of a peek of the marching band in the morning when they're practicing, and yeah, it is a pretty nice view. I love natural light, so it's just anywhere in the building, there is so much natural light.
Kathy, what do you think of all these thoughts of all these people coming over today and seeing it?
Today has probably been my most favorite day of the year so far, having all of our middle school students get to come in and see their new building. This is for them. They deserve it. And we are so excited to be able to see what they do with it here because they've got so many learning opportunities. As Mrs. Roberts said, the collaboration spaces, they no longer have to sit on the floor in the hallway and work on posters or projects. They're actually, we have booths, we've got big tables, we've got standing desks, we've got just a wide variety of spaces for them to learn. And it's all air conditioned too. So this week, as it was really hot, every single space is air conditioned. We've got a beautiful band room and a choir room, our art room, lots of classrooms and open library media center with lots of glass and natural light. And one of the students that I was following first thing this morning, his comment was, "This is the first time I've ever really been excited to come to school. I can't wait to get here." And that just warms my heart.
And a couple kids ask if I could just live here. Can I stay and just live here? Like, this almost feels like a house, a couple people have said. Even with our teachers' lounges or in the FCS kitchen, of like, can this just be my kitchen? I like this.
And Addison, being an eighth grader, you might not want to go to the ninth grade right away. You might want to stay in this building another year.
Probably not. The gym is definitely so much nicer, and I guess we'll still be able to come into the weight room. But yeah, all the spaces are so much nicer, and it'll be hard to leave, but it'll be fun with the time that we have here.
And I see you have a Panther volleyball shirt on,
mm-hmm.
And you have a couple older sisters that play that sport too, don't you?
Yes.
What do you think they would think about this facility?
I guess they'd be kind of jealous. I mean, I get this new building and they got it passed right by them, so.
There always has to be a first group,
yeah.
And luckily Addison is part of that.
Yeah, while we were walking back to the middle school, before lunch, a couple kids were talking about, like, should I fail a class so I have to stay? or oh my gosh, we got the same thing kind of happened with this grade with West, is what they've talked about. Like, the new stuff with West came as they just had a little bit of time with it. So
good. And one of the benefits of having the high school connected to the middle school, we're going to have lots of opportunities for mentoring programs in high school kids that can come up and maybe do some teaching even. I was just having a conversation, Spanish. You know, we do not have middle school Spanish right now, but in the future, maybe there's some things that we can do to cross over and have high school kids come over to the middle school and and teach a little bit of Spanish or have some more interactions and mentoring programs, which is, when it's several blocks away, it's a lot harder to do that. Now that it's walking down the hallway, maybe Addison's sisters will get in the building just a little bit.
Yeah, there's, with this new middle school closer to all the other schools, there's just so many opportunities for us kids to get better learning and to do things, like explore the things that we really like to do with being closer to all the other activities. So it'll be good.
I like the extension of where the students would eat at. They can go outside and eat now too, is that right?
Yes, the courtyard. And the courtyard there has picnic tables that will seat 96 students, as well as another set of benches that would add 60 students. There's also a full-size basketball court.
Yep.
And then there will be grass fields for soccer, football, tag, and other things. I've had a few students ask about a volleyball, sand volleyball, so that might be something that we add here in the near future as well for their recess time.
And another thing, this is more for adults, but I really like the addition of a shelter in case of bad weather for tornadoes and stuff. Did you notice that?
Yeah, that'll be really nice to know a specific place where we could go a little bit more, especially like the windows are fantastic, but it's nice to have a space that's going to be like, yes, bad weather, here we go. Let's go to the band room, let's go to the choir room, and there's plenty of space in there for lots of people, so that'll be nice.
And I understand your room will be upstairs, is that correct?
Yes, I am like far, far back corner. Yeah.
Is there any other area that you really liked that you saw?
I'm really excited to be able to, for the gym, I play a lot of sports, so it'll be nice to use that nice facility in there with the rubber courts and just the normal courts. We'll be able to do a lot more with that open space than we were at the middle school that we have now.
I believe, Addison, do you play softball?
Yep.
So there is a double length batting cage that will drop from the ceiling, so we will be able to do all of our off-season softball and baseball practices in the new middle school gym.
I never knew that. That'll be better. Good. Yeah.
And I understand the concession stands will be shared between the high school and the middle school. Is that correct, Kathy?
Yes. Yep. And varsity games will stay in the high school gymnasium that is now air conditioned. And the middle school gyms will be used for the ninth grade and JV games if needed on those nights where it's all together. But one concession stand and hopefully a lot of people coming to our activities to support our students.
Mm-hmm. Anybody else have anything to add?
It was really just so nice to see all their smiling faces in here today. And because, yeah, I've seen it a couple different times and things like that. And I still walk in and go, ah. But there are so many moments of like, ooh, oh my gosh. And just seeing all their excitement today was really nice.
What will you tell your family when you go home and you've seen it and they haven't?
I don't know. I guess it was just really cool to see. I mean, it's nice that we have this new upgrade where we have so many more opportunities to do stuff.
Thanks to Cassie Pearson, Kegel Roberts, and Addison Duncan for joining us on today's program. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them under the podcast section at KNIAKRLS.com and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Knoxville.